During the course of the weekend, where there was some frost and freezing conditions reported across portions of the Midwest, mostly in the northwestern corner of the region, and the impact of that seems to be somewhat benign. It looks like the majority of the temperatures were running mostly in the 30s across the region from Nebraska and portions of Iowa northward into Minnesota and parts of Wisconsin. Even portions of central and northern Illinois reported a few temperatures in the upper 30s. The freezes that were reported were scattered about across portions of northern Iowa and central Nebraska, with the most significant freezes in northern Minnesota, but almost all of the cold was north of the main production areas, and the temperatures were not cold enough for a long enough period of time to seriously cause widespread damage. Some frost injury, though, did occur in quite a few locations, and it looks as though much of that damage will likely go towards loss in leaf mass in the upper canopy of the soybean crop, and perhaps a little burning of vegetative development on the corn crops as well. Other crops were negatively impacted too, but most of this was not serious enough to cut production. There might be perhaps a little bit of a quality decline for some of the crops that were more significantly impacted, but it'll be a long while before we really know the full impact. Most likely, though, we got by on this event without much in the way of serious damage. The temperatures will be much warmer across many areas this week. The next shot of colder air will likely be focused more on Ontario and Quebec, and that will occur later in this week, and we'll see some frost and freezes occurring in some of those areas. I believe that the corn and soybean production areas in southeastern portions of Ontario will not be significantly impacted, but there will be some frost and freezes in Quebec's corn country. Well, the heart of the U.S. Midwest will see mostly good conditions this week, but we have one more problem to deal with, and that is Hurricane Odile, which is located over the Baja California Peninsula of Mexico and then off the Pacific coast of North America. And that hurricane is rather strong. It's got a lot of moisture associated with it, and it's slow-moving enough that it's not going to dissipate very quickly. And so, therefore, a few days' worth of moisture will stream from that region across the central United States and eventually will merge in with a cold front that will cut across the Midwest at the end of this week and during the weekend. The merging of these two features will likely set off another wave of significant rainfall for parts of the Midwest, and this will occur again at the end of the week and over the weekend. Until we get to that point in time, there will be some showers that will occur periodically across portions of the plains and western Corn Belt, but these will be randomly scattered showers and thunderstorms that will occur on a near-daily basis during the early to middle part of this week, but it's really not until late in the week that we start seeing meaningful rain. The temperatures across the Midwest until then are expected to rebound quite favorably. The majority of the region will likely see temperatures that will get back into the 70s and perhaps some 80-degree temperatures. As we go through this week, we'll start off with the warmest weather occurring in the western Corn Belt, and that new shot of cool air that I mentioned for Quebec and parts of Ontario will see to it that the northeastern portions of the Midwest temporarily cool back down a little bit over the coming weekend. We will see 70 and 80 degree temperatures in quite a few areas in the second half of this week. Early this week, though, our temperatures are going to run mostly 60s and 70s across a big part of the region. Our low temperatures at night are no longer going to be threatening. We'll look for a few patches of soft frost that may occur in the upper Midwest here tomorrow morning, but outside of that, we should be on our way to a much milder weather pattern with temperatures at night running mostly 40s and 50s in the north and maybe some 50s and lower 60s in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.